My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda continue to discuss religion and morality. So listen and enjoy.
My bad! Let's go right back to the computer tomorrow.
That's right. That's what they even said.
Mm-hmm. So she's going a little different tact here. A little different.
Yeah.
Which is why I like this chick.
Yeah.
A little different.
That is very different because, you know, a lot of them say, yeah, it's like back to business the next day.
Work is work. It's Monday. Back to fleecing the peeps.
Here we go with a peek in the valley. Where it's first when you like, you know, you have them and you're on to them. Then he pulls something like this.
Right. And you go, wait a minute. You're actually trying to tell me how to be a good Christian?
Right. And that you
have
and then you have a conscience. I guarantee in 5 minutes we're going to be going, all right, she's back.
Yep. Okay.
Ye of little faith. So I go, have you repented for your sins? She goes, yes, and I've asked God for forgiveness, and he has forgiven me. I go, is it sinning to be romantically involved with somebody who is still technically married? She goes, it's not, because we are not physically involved. Now, remember, at one point she accused me not to, when we were, if you listen to the scammer clips from, like, August.
Right.
She had said we were cheating.
Yes.
And I said, well, we're not touching, so it's fine.
So now she's on your page.
Yeah, now she's on my page. I go, if you came to the Bahamas, remember, I invited her to the Bahamas with me.
Yeah.
With me, we would have been physically involved. She goes, yeah. I go, so we both want to be physical, but we have not only because of locations, not because of what is in our hearts. Therefore, isn't that a sin? She goes, since it has not happened yet, it's not. All right.
I've sinned in my heart.
Backtracking on her previous statement that she made about a year ago.
It wasn't a year. It was about 5-6 months ago.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Regardless, but it's nonetheless.
I go, we've had fantasies about each other physically. It has happened in our mind. If God is all-knowing, then he knows how we feel about each other. She goes, yeah, that's true. Can see you know your Bible. Or bullshit. Pick what you think I know. I go, if we were together right now, can you honestly tell me we would not be sharing a passionate kiss? She goes, maybe we would. I go, maybe. I go, you do not wish to kiss me? She goes, I do. I go, so then.
Do you have any mints?
I go, so then we have only not committed sin in the physical sense. We are both sinners in God's eyes. She goes, everybody's a sinner in God's eyes. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Light scammer talk.
but you know what? Stop. That's not scam. She's got to have a sense of religion. I mean, to quote Bible quotes like that.
Yeah, but the devil can use the Bible to his own advantage. I mean, anybody can quote scripture.
But you have to read it to quote it.
Yeah, true.
And know it.
You don't have to follow it to quote it.
Yeah, but it does. Yeah.
You know?
I still think this is very unorthodox to be having this type of heavy conversation.
I know, there's a lot of religious people I know I couldn't trust as far as I could throw them. So
yes.
It's like, you know, but still, just that she's able to throw that out. Whether regardless if she's truthful about it or not, it's an interesting dynamic, that a new dynamic that she hasn't pulled before.
Yes, this is a brand new game, her actually quoting scripture. But I have to say, Joe, that I don't think that her knowing it, because it might be part of her, you know, her upbringing, part of their education is go to Sunday school and say you learn.
Go to Sunday school on Sunday, scam on Monday. It's all part of the upbringing.
I can say the apocalyptic,
You used the word.
I can say the Apostles' Creed. It doesn't mean I believe it. It's rote.
I still think this is a very interesting dynamic to be having with the scammer.
Like, right.
I bet the Nicene
Creed. But we don't know if she's a scammer at this point. We don't know if the thing is to get hitched with me.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you that, yes, she's probably up to no good. But it is an interesting dynamic that she's bringing this into the conversation, or you brought it out of her into the conversation.
I'm here to write.
Lisa says every hotel room has a Bible in it. Think about that one. EMS says most scammers do constantly read the Bible. I don't know how. Explain how you're coming at that, because I don't have as much.
No, they claim. I think I know what you're saying. They claim to be religious.
Okay.
So they get the whole God will forgive me, and that's one of the things they get the come-ons.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you see them on Facebook, they put in their profiles or whatever that they say they're very religious. So you let your guard down and go, well, this is the person I got. Right. I get that. I've known that about her from a long time. But to be having this type of conversation, yeah. And it's not the first time. We've talked religion before.
A little bit. It seems to be more intense.
This is more, but it's just not typical scammer, which makes me think on some level, and Joe said this, I'm interesting. Now, I don't know if it's because it's the marriage thing, which might be the new scam now,
mm-hmm.
and she's kind of into me. Or what it is. But it's certainly not usual, at least not from the transcripts I have read of other people's interactions with their scammers.
Right. Trucker Tom says, I'm surprised scammers don't burst into flames while they're trying to walk into a church.
You boy, yeah.
That's a nice picture.
They look like a Molotov cocktail walking.
Imagine that they're just like vampires.
I can see them dousing themselves with water before they go in and, like, looking around with the, like, little scheming eyes like, oh, shit.
So she goes, everybody's a sinner in God's eyes. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I go, that is depressing. If I'm going to sin, I can think of no one I would rather sin with than you. She goes, sinning is not a good thing. We have to strive hard not to sin. Do good things together. All right.
You're still not getting laid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the church chick. Yeah.
Give him the sweater, Joe.
Funny.
The sweater that screams, funny. I don't want any.
Yeah. Pass it along.
This is my chastity sweater.
Joe slips it on the front door when he goes home every day. Yeah. This will keep the wife away here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's what I'm calling it. It's the chastity sweater.
I love it.
He doesn't need a chastity belt. He's got the sweater.
Got the sweater.
Even the moths go, yuck.
I have a short life. I want to get laid. Get me away from this sweater.
See one moth in the closet land out. The other moth is like, what are you doing?
Another moth goes, really? Really?
Yeah, right. Really? What are you doing?
It's the really moth.
Yeah, it's the really moth.
I go, I can promise I will do you good. Our whole relationship has been one sin after another. As a person who is very religious, can you reconcile all this with your faith? She goes, well, no man is righteous. I go, we're not even close. I go, I'm an adulterer and a pornographer.
We're not even close.
I go, you are a liar, a beggar, and an adulterer, and at one point an aspiring pornographer.
Did you say that?
Yes, I said that.
Oh, no,
we're not even in the vicinity.
We're not even close.
Well, we know fake Davin, much like real Davin, does not pull punches.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.